This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
We're about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
Hi, guys. We are back on Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DAHLI, 1-877-DOCDALI. So this next segment is going to be just a touch bit gynecological, right? It's going to be a little bit, let's just say it's going to be rated R, right? Just because it's a medical headline, but it has to do with the G-spot. And I guess we have for years, I don't know if it's just us women or just in general in the breadth of sexual medicine and that field and that specialty, we have kind of debunk this myth that there's one spot. And I guess the search, right, journey to the center of the earth, you know, the search for new planets, the search for the quote-unquote G-spot has been something that, I guess, explorers have tried to find for centuries. And in the 1950s, a physician by the name of Ernst Grafenberg, he's a German gynecologist, he didn't necessarily coin that term. The term was named after him. But he is the one that, I guess, discovered a spot that was conducive to a, are we allowed to say a woman? Or a person with a vagina? I'm not going to say person with a vagina. But it would be conducive to a climax. Female's climax. And so now researchers are like, stop calling it the G-spot. It's actually a zone. And so people have been looking for a spot that there's multiple erogenous zones in that area. And, you know, women have kind of saying, look, I know you're trying to look for, you know, something that's about 30 degrees latitude and longitudinal. I know you guys have a map. Doesn't work that way. Everybody's different. And there's certain spots that are like, you got it. You got it. Just keep it up. Why is this coming up? I think topics up because everybody saw Jeff Bezos' spaceship and how it resembles a marital aid. And so people are asking, you know, what do we do with the marital aids? A lot of people don't know what to do with marital aids. They get the marital aid and they're like, wait a second. It's two-pronged. Why is it double-pronged? Or why is one side wider and one side narrower? Or what, you know, and you know, which setting is the best? And there's multiple things out there now. And so the answer to that is different strokes for different folks. Everybody's a little different. So according to a study in the journal, I think it's the Journal of Sexual Medicine, Sexual Medicine Reviews, Dr. Erwin Goldstein and colleagues talk about a zone that is a that is maybe replacing the old adage of there being just a spot. And they claim that the term should be called the Grafenberg zone or the G zone. Now, the G zone won't really be the butt of a lot of jokes. It's much easier for comedians to be talking about spots. Just sounds funnier. Doesn't really seem sound funny. It's a zone. And a zone just makes more practical sense. There's a zone. The whole area is a zone. And, you know, people ask, why in evolution, why in the animal kingdom is it necessary for the female partner to enjoy sex? And there's been a lot of debate, you know, because the quote-unquote ejaculation part of the male partner is what brings the sperm in. And one theory is if a female does climax, it might help with the movement of the sperm. Also, if a female doesn't enjoy sex, probably not going to let the male be able to inject the sperm. So there has to be some sort of enjoyment or draw. If the female animal keeps feeling raped, they're going to just go into hiding, or they're going to attack, and it's not going to be as successful a reproductive moment in animal. Now, I can't comment on other animals in the animal kingdom, but in terms of humans. So what is the zone? So they describe the clitoral crura, which are the internal structures that form a V converging from the clitoris downwards, and that becomes engorged with blood, and it helps improve sensitivity. You have the bulb in that area. You have the prostate. Now, remember I told you that females have prostate tissue and nobody believed me? And I think a lot of the work comes from San Diego because they have a huge department in sexual medicine. And the tissue is also known as Skene's gland, but this tissue is located near the female urethra, the opening where the urine passes. And it does play a role in sensations as well as ejaculation. Then you have the urethra, and the urethra does have a contribution to the female enjoyment of that area. And then the anterior vaginal wall. Now, the anterior vaginal wall is where they felt on the inside there was that spot that had to get hit. Now it's like, no, it's the whole area, which makes sense when there's, you know, other sorts of things done down there. How there's ways to enjoy it. Because some women are like, the inside isn't what does it, it's the outside. Well, it's because it's a zone. And like I said, it's different strokes for different folks. So we're learning a lot about sex, which I think is important, because you do have a lot of people out there that don't enjoy sex. And they think it's just the in and out. And, you know, when they say the in and out isn't working, or there's dryness issues, or there's fibroids or something, you have a lot of couples in sexless relationships that don't have to be. And I think we do need to have honest conversations about other parts of the anatomy that are stimulatory. And so I think it should be called a G-zone. Congratulations, Dr. Goldstein et al. I think that is fantastic. They describe the G-spot as being the lost city of Atlantis. Remember, one said, gosh, what did they describe it as? Gosh, it was some sort of like, people really try to relate it to like explorers, Leif Erikson sort of stuff. Don't go away. We'll be right back. 1-877-DOLLY.
Hey guys, gals, Dr. Dahlia here. How many of you have just become single and it's been years since you've dated? Well, you need to be careful out there, as there's a lot of pitfalls and scams. But there's also true love. So I recommend reading our Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. We'll give you the scoop on scammers, STDs, and what makes the best first date. Go to my website at drdahlia.com and click on the Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. That's drdahlia.com. Hey guys! Dr. Dahlia here. We love our drivers out there, and many of you are in need of renewing your CDL. Well, if you're in Southern Nevada, we've got the place for you. Your DOT physical can be done by calling 702-562-8800 and mention this ad. You'll get a discount. Easy, convenient hours to get you back on the road. So for your CDL DOT physical, call 702-562-8800 and drive safe.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or injured at work, you have rights and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. That's 800-509-4492.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. shopsupertea.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
All for tuning in. 1-877-DOCADALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Daniel, our producer, and big thanks to you all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, the Dr. Dahlia Show. Okay, so we got some breaking news we're going to talk about. Let me get my Facebook. I'm having issues with Facebook Live, so we're doing, I guess we're posting videos of it as we're working out our Facebook Live. Not sure what's happening, but we have a glitch with that. So we have some breaking news. The House in Congress has passed to decriminalize marijuana such that marijuana would be legal on a federal level. And so now I think it has to go to the Senate and then President Biden. And this is something that has been long debated. Multiple states have legalized marijuana, and in fact I even voted to legalize marijuana. I know a lot of people are like, why? I did, because as a doctor I have been fascinated with the role of marijuana it could play. I have been very disappointed at what it does do to teens, very disappointed at what it does do to motivation. However, I have found it fascinating that many of my patients who did use marijuana. Whereas some would want have munchies and gain weight, many of them would lose weight. Many of them were staving off diabetes. And I'm like, there's something here. And if we need to legalize it to study it, then legalize it to study it. I was wrong in miscalculating the bad drivers. And I guess much rather be driving behind a slow marijuana driver than somebody on alcohol. But it has posed problems. The legalization of marijuana in my neck of the woods. I was teaching at a school, and the students were telling me how I was speaking as a guest speaker, how their parents are in the car smoking pot, and that she's in the back seat breathing it. And so, you know, we told the teacher, and the teacher, you know, said they wanted to kind of talk to, take the routes that need to, but you have a child in a car where the parents are under the influence, and so it has posed problems, in terms of legalization. Not to mention marijuana is not without its health risks. Marijuana has been linked to heart attack, stroke, respiratory issues, cannabis hyperemesis syndrome. So I want it studied, and if I'm being told that the only way we can study it is legalizing it, yeah, then I support the legalization. If I'm being told that our police officers are inundated with calls and arrests that have to deal with that when they need to be, you know, dealing with crime, you know, then I get it. And that was one of the reasons why I voted to legalize it. At this point, since so many states have marijuana already legalized, it's going to eventually come to the federal level. But we really needed to, as we legalize, we really needed to also have the infrastructure in place. Like, what do we do about the students dropping out of school, or students' poor performance in school, or the gateway nature of marijuana and tobacco or other drugs? And so, you know, and the exposure, the secondhand exposure. I told you guys, I had a party for the kids. It was one of my kids' birthday parties. And our friend set us up in a hotel room where we had two adjoining hotel rooms. So the kids could go to the pool, and then they could watch movies. We had all sorts of treats. And it's great because they're confined. They don't wreck the house. They're excited because it's like an overnight sleepover. And also, you know, us as parents, we get to kind of, you know, get the little gist of, you know, which kids are the bad kids, which kids are the good kids. You know, what are they talking about? It's really an education, and it's fun. And so I'm sitting there on the couch, and all of a sudden, I'm just relaxed. And I start to smell it, you know, coming from another balcony. And I look outside, and there's a party a few floors up. So we call security, saying we got to move, because I don't want the kids exposed to this. But, I mean, it literally, you get contact highs. And that's a problem, and you really have to have some sort of plans in place. You can't just say, all right, we're legalizing marijuana. What are we doing about the schools? What are we doing about access? What are we doing about the dependency? So what's going on now is the House of Representatives voted just, I guess, this morning to federally legalize marijuana with a vote of 220 to 204, mostly along party lines. Three Republicans, Representatives Matt Gaetz, Brian Mast, and Tom McClintock, voted with the Democrats. Two Democrats voted no. And this isn't the first time. This is the second time that the bill has passed to decriminalize. It's called the Marijuana Opportunity Reinvestment and Expungement Act. It decriminalizes possession, distribution, and manufacturing of cannabis. And what it does for us in medicine is it no longer classifies it as a Schedule I substance under the Controlled Substances Act. But the concern is now, okay, so, what, you know, does that mean now we're funding? Does that mean now there's going to be federally funded, you know, marijuana? Is this going to be a way for the feds to make money? Is this going to be a way for the feds to chart, to tax us? So even though on one end it sounds like, okay, well, it makes sense, we can move forward, you know, on the other end, it's starting to kind of raise questions. Well, okay, so what does that mean? What does this end up turning into? Now, you know, we have obviously bigger fish to fry. We have what's going on in Ukraine. We have migrants, and we're expecting more, many more to come across the border with Title 42 going away. And so, yes, I understand why there's a lot of criticism of why the House is doing this now. But, you know, being a physician, I get that whether it was legal or not legal, people were using it. And so if we need to have an infrastructure and we need to be able to access funds for rehab and access, you know, funds for, controls and making sure kids don't smoke it. And if for some reason the decriminalization helps with that, I get it. I'm, though, not a fan. As I said, I voted to legalize it, but I'm not a fan as what has happened. And I think we do have a marijuana problem. I think a lot of kids, teens, adolescents don't realize the dependency issues. I think they don't realize that they end up needing stronger. And if they don't feel like they're getting what they get out of it, that's a sign of tolerance. I think that one of the reasons why we might be having all this half-assness, you know, that we see with jobs, and I'd really like to see a study of all these workplace accidents or workplace injuries or what happened to Tyre Sampson at the Icon Park last week, where he fell off an amusement, where he fell off, the ride, even though they said, oh yeah, he was locked in. I'd like to know if the crew that was supposed to say, sorry, you don't follow the weight limit, you know, do they regularly use? And I don't want to insult anybody who regularly uses, but I am picking up on a general half-assness and lackadaisical attitude. And marijuana can do that. Now, not for everybody, but for some, they're like, yeah, you know, rules are rules. And so I'm not saying everybody's high when there's food poisoning case, or like with that school where a whole bunch of them got milk cartons that had sanitizer in them, or that bar where that teacher was served cleaner, bar tap cleaner instead of beer. But when you keep seeing these things going, what the heck is going on? Why aren't people doing their jobs? That whoever was in charge of checking the chlorine at that water park where the kid got the Naegleria fowleri amoeba and died. You know, if we start to see a trend that many of these people are, and we're seeing more and more Americans, you know, use cannabis, and, you know, maybe it is making us a little less, in tune diligent. So it is a concern, and then it could be a public health issue. So I like freeing up our cops. I like being able to study it, getting it out of that class one controlled substance. But if legalizing marijuana ends up, we are going to have a very unproductive Generation Z, you know, and later Generation Alpha, or we're going to have slipshod work or lack of attention to detail, or car accidents, or secondhand smoke, or people being exposed. We really need to, as we move to legalize it, because I think it still has to go through the Senate and then the President. I think we really still do need to, you know, come up with plans on how this works. Like alcohol. Alcohol is legalized, but there's a lot of rules. There's a lot of regulations. Does that stop kids from getting a hold of it? No. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY. Don't go away.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
USA Radio News. President Biden says the latest jobs report is proof his administration's policies are paying off. The economy added another 431,000 jobs in March.
In fact, there have been only 3 months in the last 50 years where the unemployment rate in America is lower than it is now.
The national unemployment rate dipped to 3.6%, down from 3.8% in February. The House is voting today to decriminalize and legalize marijuana at the federal level. Catherine Neal Harris at Rice University's Baker Institute.
I think this is an issue where Republican voters are ahead of Republican elected officials on the issue.
If it passes the House, the measure faces an uncertain future in a 50-50 Senate. Relief at the pump is slow, but it is happening. AAA puts the new national average at $4.21 a gallon. Missouri, the cheapest to fill up at $3.76. California remains the most expensive at $5.88 a gallon. This is USA Radio News. The governor of Florida's feud with Disney is heating up. Ron DeSantis says he's open to abolishing Disney's self-governing body after the company came out in opposition to the state's parental rights and education bill.
They are treated on a pedestal. This one corporation is treated differently than everybody else.
That 1967 measure allows the company to act in control of its own construction, zoning, and building codes. If that law is repealed, Disney would have to get government approval for those things moving forward. The number of people hospitalized with COVID-19 is at the lowest level since March of 2020, according to data from the Department of Health and Human Services. The number of hospitalizations in the United States has dropped by 32% over the past 2 weeks. Amazon warehouse workers in Alabama are voting to form a union. The no votes outweigh the yes, but the results aren't final since more than 400 ballots are being challenged. The National Labor Relations Board will decide if the ballots in question will be counted before certifying the vote. This is USA Radio News.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best, deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
All for tuning in. 1-877-DOCADALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen, and Daniel, our producer. And we really do appreciate it. Keep your calls and your questions coming. On Twitter, one of our followers says, why isn't the House working on the Daylight Savings Time bill instead? Well, you know, like I said, I think a lot of people are mixed with the legalized marijuana that they just passed. The Daylight Savings Time is going to be a little bit more difficult, I guess, to move through, even though the Senate passed it, because some people want standard, some people want savings. I prefer standard. The problem is my state voted for savings. I will go with whatever, as long as we stop the change, stop the twice a year time changes. But I got some breaking news. We got some more breaking news. Okay, we are being told, this is being reported by Daily Mail, that the Biden administration confirms they are dropping Title 42 on May 23rd. Now, this Title 42 was put in place by the Trump administration to prevent migrants coming in when we were in the midst of a pandemic. So that's why the Biden administration is lifting it. The problem is we have had a unprecedented amount of people coming across the border, and we have refugees to take in, we have a possible war, World War III, and so the timing we are being told with this is, could it be worse? And I'm concerned. You know, we're told we're seeing some clusters of tuberculosis, and the, you know, we there's medical issues that migrants have, and we need to have a process that's obviously much more politically correct than you know we had done on Ellis Island, but a process that screens them for medical issues and determines if we are going to have to be. If there's going to be a financial, economic, health care, quote-unquote, burden. Ellis Island, nobody would come in if they didn't have somebody sponsoring them, if they didn't have a job, if they didn't have good health. And I get that, and that stinks, that, you know, you could have, you know, you could be poor, not have a job, and be rejected, which is why, like I said, you know, we do a better job now in terms of being more receptive. But we also have to streamline it. We have to have a process. So we're being told, this is breaking news, that, and by the way, if I had said earlier on the show that it was end of March, I meant end of May, that Title 42 restrictions are going to end as of end of May. They say, after considering current public health conditions and increased availability of tools to fight COVID-19, the CDC director has determined that an order suspending the right to introduce migrants into the United States is no longer necessary. So, as we said, this first got implemented March 2020 in the Trump administration and is what allowed border agents to turn migrants right back around and bring them back to Mexico. In February, 55% of people who arrived at the border were turned away due to the order. Now, we're being told the Republicans and Democrats have warned the president not to drop Title 42 because of the wave of migration. And there have been caravans and there's going to be tens of thousands of people awaiting this to be able to come. And again, I get it. I am a family from immigrants on my father's side. I get it. I want to support immigration, but we have to have a plan. We have homeless people. Look at Maxine Waters telling them to go home, and they're like, we don't have a home. We have Americans that don't have homes. We have Americans that don't have health care. We have Americans that, you know, don't have jobs for a variety of reasons. Are we in a position to take in more? And, of course, our security, our national security. When we are being told that, you know, some of these people are cartel members, multiple offenses, you know, and with murders, rapes, you know, child trafficking, etc. You know, where is the? We have to streamline this, and we have to vet people coming into the country. And we have to vet them very carefully, as we had said when the Taliban took over Afghanistan. And we said we were going to take over 100,000 refugees into America, and we took more, obviously. The concern was, well, you could have somebody with the cleanest record whose family is held hostage. And the Taliban says, you're going to go to America, you're going to pass through, you're going to get vetted, you're going to pass through, and then you are going to do exactly what we say when you get there. How do we know that's not happening? New Hampshire Senator Maggie Hansen tweeted, I'm concerned that there is not a sufficient plan in place to address the steep increase in border crossings that could result from the reported decision. This preemptive repeal threatens border security at a time when the administration should be focused on strengthening it. Moderate Democratic Senator Kristen Sinema said Wednesday that she and fellow Arizona Senator Mark Kelly spoke with the Department of Homeland Security about not ending Title 42. Remember, they're in Arizona. They need safeguards in place at the border. Yeah, you know, I don't know if they're mentioning this, but is there a wall? Is there a distinct border? Is there a place where border agents can do their work? She said, we spoke to DHS Governor Secretary about the administration's Title 42 contingency plans following our letter to the president, urging them not to end Title 42 without a comprehensive plan to support border communities.
I think that's fair.
She said in a statement following the meeting of her border state constituents and illegal border crossers, ending Title 42 without a comprehensive plan in place puts at risk the health and safety of migrants and Arizona communities. She is the chairwoman of the Senate Subcommittee on Border Management. She says there's still not an adequate plan or sufficient coordination to end Title 42 without further straining our law enforcement, border communities, and nonprofits providing humanitarian assistance to migrants. Now, we spend a lot of money. We supply water, food, schooling, clothing, medicine. Who's paying for this?
Do we really have the money right now? Especially with inflation going up. Fuel expenditures.
But I get it. You know, I get that. Look, we got an election coming up, so the more people that can, you know, be there to vote, the more the votes. I also get how when you have a law suspending something because of pandemic, and we're trying to, if we're going to be consistent, you know, with this administration, then the consistency is, well, if we're going to drop the masks, if we're going to drop the federal mask rules, if we're not going to be under the, okay, well, COVID pandemic rules, well, then any laws made as a result of the pandemic are also moot. So I get that. But I agree that we are having caravans planning as we speak to come to the border. Our Border Patrol agents are exhausted. They need help. Now, White House Communications Director Kate Benningfield reassured Americans that undocumented immigration was still an illegal act. She said, to be clear, people across the border without legal authorization will be placed immediately in deportation procedures. And if they cannot certify their stay in the U.S., they will be returned quickly to their countries. Now, more than 1.6 million migrants, mostly single adults and family units, have been expelled because of Title 42. Under the Biden administration, however, unaccompanied boys and girls under 18 who were smuggled from Mexico to the United States were expelled, and they were able to stay. But border crossings have just skyrocketed. I mean, just, I think there was a case where a woman was there was an accident and a van was on fire, and I guess it was a car that was, and people were saying there's somebody in there. And I guess Border Patrol agents saved a woman's life who was zipped up in a bag being smuggled in. People's lives are at stake. 1-877-DOC-FELLY.
You trust your mother, right? She's always taken care of you and always tried to give you good advice when you ask for it. And sometimes even when you don't. Well, even though she might not mention it, Mom very likely has neck, back, and shoulder pains. And she needs relief. So trust this good advice. Give back to Mom this Mother's Day with quality products from Sunny Bay. Like our disposable heat patches. They're back in stock now and target neck and shoulder pain in adults of all ages. Or our extra long neck heating pads. They provide soothing relief to painful sore necks and backs. Mom can heat them in her microwave, and they come in a variety of colors and patterns. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews on Amazon when you search Sunny Bay Heating Wraps. And shop now in time for Mother's Day. There's no shipping delays from Sunny Bay. Find us on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, and sunny-bay.com. Remember, just search for Sunny Bay Neck Wraps. Order now because stock is high and shipping is fast. From Sunny Bay.
Hey guys, Dr. Dahlia here. We love our drivers out there, and many of you are in need of renewing your CDL. Well, if you're in Southern Nevada, we've got the place for you. Your DOT physical can be done by calling 702-562-8800 and mention this ad. You'll get a discount. Easy, convenient hours to get you back on the road. So for your CDL DOT physical, call 702-562-8800 and drive safely.
Hey guys, gals, Dr. Dahlia here. How many of you have just become single and it's been years since you've dated? Well, you need to be careful out there, as there's a lot of pitfalls and scams. But there's also true love. So I recommend reading our Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. We'll give you the scoop on scammers, STDs, and what makes the best first date. Go to my website at drdahlia.com and click on the Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. That's drdahlia.com.
Now, with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano-colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, formerly Air Force Lieutenant Colonel, Air National Guard and Reservist. I'm looking for veterans, active duty military personnel to join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. She needs your skills, courage, and loyalty more than ever. Contact GCNteam.com. Because of the financial and healthcare collapse, veterans are currently struggling finding jobs. Frustrated looking for a job? Change your tactics. Join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. Start a healthcare business with FDI Longevity 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCNteam.com. Immediately. We're looking for military specialists who can use a computer and communicate information and execute a battle plan. Join the admirals, Navy SEALs, Marines, pilots, Army officers, military police, sheriffs, police officers, firemen, and first responders already enrolled in the 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCNteam.com now. FDI Longevity will help you apply your military skills to the task of saving America through health and financial programs. Contact GCNteam.com. Enlist in GCNteam.com and save America.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now for prices so low we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go and pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.
Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCADALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Thank you for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. We know it's kind of been busy. Gosh, it's been a week. My gosh. I the news has been crazy. You know, I mean, you had the whole Oscar thing, and then you had, you know, Bruce Willis retiring, and, you know, Jeff Bezos's, you know, spaceship up there. Then everything going on with Ukraine, and now House passes legalizing marijuana. We have Title 42 ending May 23rd. Already caravans are coming. So we're going to switch gears a little bit and talk about something that has been brewing for a while. And apparently it's starting to take some form in multiple cities. And it's called universal income. Now, universal income is a concept where the government gives people who are financially struggling guaranteed income for a certain period of time. And universal income is something that has been, I guess, touted as something that would be very, you know, inclusive. It would really help, you know, people that are underserved. And it could help, you know, bring them out of poverty. But the concept of universal income is one where it's going to have to keep growing. Once you start this, you won't be able to stop. And one thing I think we've learned with the government is once you kick something in, a benefit, whatever, you can't take it away. When you take it away, it could lead to problems. And as Title 42 is going to expire in, you know, in May 23rd, and as we're bringing in migrants and refugees and all that, you know, our current homeless problem, our current income, you know, people with, you know, having financial issues, if we don't have enough money to help our own, and we keep bringing in the flood of more, what are we committing to? Well, multiple cities are doing test runs of universal income to see how it works. So proponents are like, this is great. People are going to get better health care. They're going to get, you know, if they get the extra $500 a month, $1,000 a month or whatever, they'll be able to use that, eat better, etc. And it's going to help those people long term because it's going to help them with their health, and then they later won't need to rely on society. Critics are saying, but then if you're going to give universal income, they're not going to work. They're not going to, you know, there's going to be less incentive for them to work. And we're going to have more people reliant on a government. And when you have people reliant on a government, the government can take extra liberties. So I definitely see both sides. So what's happening is in L.A., Los Angeles is going to launch a guaranteed income program. Only 1,000 people are going to be in this pilot study, where residents are going to earn $1,000 every month for 3 calendar years. They're going to get this through a debit card. And if you make less than $56,000, all right, you have to be over 18. You have to have a household income below $56,000 if you're single, or $96,000 for a family of four. And then they're going to pick 1,000 people, and they will get $1,000 a month, so $12,000 a year. So they'll basically be getting $36,000. So $36,000, okay, do the math. So there are residents that are lining up to apply for this, quote, Breathe LA County's Guaranteed Income Program. It's going to be California's latest universal basic income program. No strings attached. They get the grand every month for 3 years, 3 calendar years, through a debit card. And they have to also live in a neighborhood where the median household income is not higher than the county's. So this can't be, okay, you know, my 18-year-old son doesn't have a job, so let's get him to go there and add, you know, they will obviously, you know, vet who's getting it. And this isn't the first time. Last year, L.A. County launched Big Leap. That provided $1,000 in cash to 3,200 households in Compton and Long Beach. And at the time, Mayor Eric Garcetti called it the largest guaranteed basic income program anywhere in the United States. And this has been popularized by Democratic presidential candidate Andrew Yang, who was in the primaries, discussing we need to give everybody $1,000 a month. Now, last October, Chicago Mayor Lori Lightfoot announced the launch of a $31 million universal basic income pilot that would give $500 a month to low-income families. Not the first city, Tacoma. Tacoma's providing 100 families with guaranteed income of $500 for 1 year. They have to be living in Tacoma and earn less than $52,000 a year. St. Paul, Minnesota has an income pilot where 150 families are going to get $500 a month, guaranteed for 18 months. Columbia, South Carolina has 100 participants getting $500 a month for a year. They're going to be among a pool of, they call it Black Fathers in partnership with the Midlands Fatherhood Coalition. Compton, California, there's going to be 800 city residents that get $300 to $600 for 24 months. Newark, New Jersey has one. Oakland, California, Long Beach, California, Madison, Wisconsin, Sacramento, San Diego, Denver, Baltimore, Chelsea, Massachusetts. This is being reported by Mail Online. So, you know, I'm mixed. I love the idea of donating. I love the idea of charities that help provide assistance to veterans, to families with kids with cancer. Money helps. It does. It really does. And so when somebody can't buy food or whatever, having that extra income, as long as they're budgeting it for it, can be crucial. It could be life-saving. The problem is can we trust everybody for what they're spending it on? And one thing I had noticed, which was a little bit of a shift, and I'm not saying it should shift back, but one thing I noticed is years ago when we would do WIC and we would have in the grocery store foods that if you qualified for WIC or food stamps or whatever, you would get that milk. You would get that fruit. You could get that package of meat. And so you could actually get that food. And then later they changed it. Well, you have a debit card. And then there was a lot of concern because people were buying chips. They were buying soda pop. And I think there are supposed to be now rules and restrictions on what gets covered. But now you have this interaction between the person and the cashier. The cashier's like, it's not me. I can't, and so I like the idea of if you want to make sure those kids are getting fed with the program, you have the actual food available. One thing I've noticed with some charities is they have to have CEOs. They have to have staff, understandable. They have to have administration costs. And so you're scraping money to donate, thinking that's going to be on a spoon fed to a baby, a toddler, and the money might have actually gone to a new scanner or printer in somebody's office at the charity. Now, it all matters, it all helps, but it starts to kind of make you nervous about, okay, well, where is all this money going? And so I'm wondering if, I like the idea of housing, of clothes, of free medical clinics. I love the idea of the money actually going to what you're hoping it's going to. Now, I'm not saying we can't trust anybody that's going to get universal income. I'm not saying that. But if somebody says, yeah, we want to do this universal income, so they buy their medicines. But how do you know they're going to buy their medicines? They could use that money, gas, for music, for a concert, for beer. How you're doing this because you're trying to improve their health, but how do you know the money's going to medicines? Then if you're going to spend millions of dollars, open up some free clinics. Have access to free medicines. See what I mean? Same thing with food. I'm interested in what they're looking for with this pilot program. Are they looking to see, are people buying beer and cigarettes or marijuana, or are they actually buying food and clothing? If that's the case, I would say use that money too. You get to go to the store and get free clothes. I don't know. I think if we're going to be spending that money, it's better to help them directly. 1-877-DOCTOR-DOLLY. Don't go away.
If you're like most Americans, you're pretty much in disbelief with what's going on in the world. As we all know, global problems are having local consequences. Too many of them. And if the peanut butter really hits the fan, are you ready? Grocery store supply chains are only as strong as their weakest link. Don't wait for them to break. Now's the time to secure emergency food for everyone in your family. My Patriot Supply is America's largest preparedness company. Our specially packaged and delicious food stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. It'll be there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and pick up several emergency food kits. There are a dozen different sizes that average over 2,000 calories per day. Our food kits will ship quickly and discreetly to your door. Having food storage in your home beats government food lines hands down. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com today and prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.
The first 10 amendments to our country's Constitution were adopted in 1791. The first of these broadly protects the rights of free speech and free press. Free speech means the free and public expression of opinions without censorship, interference, and restraint by the government. 231 years later, free speech across America is under chronic an insidious attack. GCN is under attack. Your freedom is currently under siege from those who do not want you to know the truth. I'm asking our fellow broadcasters and you to rise up and help us defend our right to continue telling you the truth. Would you like to join us? If so, please consider visiting SaveGCN.com. That's SaveGCN.com. From there, you can learn more about what's happening. You may click Follow, Share, Give, and Pray. I'm Vincent Finelli.